Welcome to Module 7, the progression of healthy and authentic relationships. So what are the ingredients of a healthy relationship? Healthy relationships are not rooted in fantasy. Both partners have realistic expectations about how much happiness should come from the relationship. They know that in all relationships, there are days when things will feel incredibly exciting, amazing, and then days when the relationship will feel kind of ordinary. It's not all or nothing. It's not intoxicating romance or unbearable pain. Compatibility and ease in a relationship comes from being alike or having high tolerance of differences. Healthy couples are sexually compatible, meaning they have similar preferences and ideas about what makes for good sex. They also have similar values about things like money, religion, monogamy, and parenting, although they certainly do not have to be identical. When it comes to family, the traditions and rituals of each partner's family must be renegotiated. So both partners need to be flexible enough to do that. And the couple recreates some of their own rituals and traditions. In all relationships, couples have their ups and downs. They disagree. They sometimes even argue. But there's a basic willingness to negotiate and compromise, to face problems together without overreacting, and to make sacrifices now and then. And when they fight, healthy couples fight fair, expressing their opinions without attacking the other person. They do not dish out or tolerate abuse. They listen as well as talk, and they are role models for each other rather than nags. Each partner is able to ask for what they want. They say what they mean directly, but with sensitivity. It is this kind of honesty that engenders trust. Healthy couples spend quality time together and quality time apart. They share some interests, but they do not share every moment. They have fun together and fun with other friends. They also have personal boundaries that their partner respects. There is patience and tolerance, a give and take. Boundaries tell us where we stop and another person begins. They are the lines that separate us from others. They give us the opportunity to embrace a secure sense of self as someone separate from others. If we grow up in a healthy family system, we have the chance to build a healthy sense of self. If we grew up in a family where we were abused, neglected, shamed, or abandoned, we didn't learn appropriate boundaries. Love addicts generally grow up in families where boundaries were hazy at best. One example is a family with one or more substance abusers. These are families where parents are generally emotionally and physically unavailable. Often these parents will expect their children to handle responsibilities way beyond their age. These children learn that there are no boundaries to what might be expected of them. Setting good boundaries prevents extremes in relationships, such as being too close or too distant, giving too much or too little, idealizing or devaluing others. None of these extremes are healthy. Love addicts are easily trampled on out of a need to please. They describe their relationships as if the other person is living inside their skin. There is a desperate need to merge with their partner. Some samples of boundary violations include having deep conversations with others you hardly know, falling in love and are getting involved without really knowing someone, trusting too easily, staying in a relationship long after they have turned sour, intruding on others' boundaries, checking partners' personal belongings, cell phone, texts, emails, or stalking, having promiscuous sex just to please others, letting others tell you how to live your life, flirting with others just to make a connection, expecting another person to know your needs without expressing them. The way to develop healthy boundaries is to learn how to set limits with others. Sometimes it means leaving a situation or expressing what you need rather than submitting to another's whims. Nurturing the inner child within is a great way to regain the loss of self and create boundaries. The next step is learning to distinguish the lines between you and those you love. Once you do this, you'll see that you are not responsible for what other people do. So often, love addicts believe they are responsible for someone else's inappropriate behaviors, such as abuse, addictions, cheating, and/or unlawful activity. We are only responsible for ourselves. You know you are gaining a strong sense of self and developing boundaries when you realize no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain or defend yourself. You stop feeling guilty. Stop believing everything that's not perfect in your relationship is your fault. You realize you are not responsible for the behavior of others and become just as comfortable giving as you are receiving. You learn to differentiate your needs from other people's needs and begin to feel a sense of safety being you. You honor your own feelings as for what you need. You're not afraid to have a different opinion. You know what is someone else's business and what is yours. You learn to nurture yourself, to do what you want to do without depending on another's suggestions. You stop blaming yourself for everything that isn't right in your relationship, and you know how to set limits. And when you set boundaries, you create space for the right person to show up in your life. If you've been trapped in the cycle of love addiction, you may not know how healthy relationships unfold naturally. Well, a good start, as we've said before, is having a healthy relationship with yourself. Know what you want, what you don't want, and what your boundaries are. So to recap this lesson, the ingredients of a healthy relationship are as follows. Honesty that engenders trust. Readiness for a relationship, both partners. The willingness to negotiate or compromise. Self-awareness. This means both partners knowing who they are and what they want. Self-esteem. This means both partners feeling good about themselves. Communication skills. This means asking for what you want, but not being addicted to getting it. Fighting fair. This means expressing your opinion without attacking the other person. Reporting your feelings. Saying what you mean, not beating around the bush. Listening as well as talking. Sexual compatibility. This means similar values and preferences. There should be a recognition of the fact that there are four people in the relationship, two adults and two children, one inner child per adult. This means that childhood wounds will probably be triggered and sensitivity strategies must be created. That rituals from your family of origin must be renegotiated and new rituals created as a couple. And finally, that the wounded inner child must be kept in check. In other words, love your inner child, but don't give him or her the keys to the car. Similar but not necessarily identical values about such issues as money, religion, monogamy, and parenting. This avoids needless conflict. Still, you don't have to agree about everything, just what's important to you. Patience and tolerance, but you should never tolerate abuse. It's important to accept the fact that there will be days when the relationship seems very ordinary or even boring. Many people tend to have an all or nothing mentality. They either want a relationship to be exciting all the time, or they live with unbearable pain rather than move on. Healthy relationships are sometimes lukewarm. The willingness to substitute influencing for controlling. This means saying something once and then letting it go. It also means being a role model instead of nagging someone to change. The willingness to keep your personality boundaries, even when you feel like losing yourself in the other person. This is how we maintain our self-esteem. Devotion. How can an intimate relationship feel good if we aren't special to each other? Quality time together. At the same time, you want to set aside time for personal interests and look for balance. Knowing when to stay and when to leave. This means staying when things are going well and you feel like running, and being willing to let go of the relationship if it's toxic. It's also important to have compatibility and ease in the relationship. At the same time, it must be understood that no relationship is perfect. Compatibility comes from being alike or from having a high tolerance for your partner's differences. The willingness to face your problems without overreacting. Respect and admiration. But there should also be an understanding that your partner will not always look good to you. Reciprocity, give and take, but you should also be willing to make sacrifices now and then. Realistic expectations about how much your happiness should come from the relationship, not too much and not too little. Remember, you can break free from love addiction, release the angry ghost of your inner child, and make your own path. Be relaxed, be confident, be fearless. The universe will hold you up. This is the energy I'm sending into the universe, the intention I am sending to you.